Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. Hope you've been having a great time at the conference. I think this is already our best conference, but we have a day and a half to go. It's going to be really, really awesome. I want to extend a special greeting to the people who aren't directly in this room. We're overflowing to, I believe, four different rooms in this hotel and throughout the world via the streaming that we've got running. Thanks to our awesome 10 gigabit connection. We're only 200 times faster than Hope Number 9, but I'm not going to brag over that. Just a reminder, the Twitter thing, here's what we're doing. First of all, please, hashtag HopeX, describe the conference to the world, make us a trending topic, that'd be kind of cool. And we are going to try and weed through some questions to Edward Snowden. We tested the link works, Edward looks great, and he's looking forward to this. It's going to be amazing. And the hashtag, if you want to send the question, and please make it an intelligent question, is hashtag Ask Snowden. All right, and anyone can do that as long as they're listening to our Twitter feed or whatever. Greg mentioned before, DVDs, yes, please support the DVD people because they make the archiving possible. The stream is great for people who aren't at the conference, and there are so many of them. We're actually encouraging people to stay away at this point because we have so many of you, and it's so awesome. And I want to thank all of you for being inspirational to us and keeping this place from turning into chaos. It could easily happen with the amount of people we have here. So you guys are doing a great job in the hotel, and we all thank you for that. I guess that's pretty much it. What we're going to do is we're going to have Daniel Ellsberg come up, and then we'll have a short break. Then we're going to link to Edward Snowden from Russia. And, you know, I think it would be kind of cool, guys, no matter where you are, if you're in Serpico, if you're in Olson, if you're on the sixth floor, the first floor, if you're in Beirut or wherever it is you happen to be watching us, that when he shows up on this screen, we give him 1 minute of a standing ovation. What do you think? Can we do that? Because this guy is a hero. He is an incredible person with such conviction, and he has completely changed the dialogue and educated us so much. And in that same vein, Daniel Ellsberg is a true hero. He is an inspiration. I know he's an inspiration to Edward Snowden. And I just think it's really, really cool that you guys know who Daniel Ellsberg is. Because he is a household word for people that that remember the Vietnam War. He changed the dialogue on the Vietnam War in 1971 when he released the Pentagon Papers. And that took guts. 7,000 pages were released, and he had to go through hell. Like anyone who is a whistleblower, anyone who takes a stand against the system, we all know this. There's a price to pay. But one thing to remember, you're not alone. And with this community, I know people like Edward Snowden, people like Daniel Ellsberg are always going to be okay because they've got us in their corner. All right, I want to thank you guys for that. With that, I want to introduce one of my heroes and hopefully one of your heroes, someone who is a true American patriot and has made us more intelligent, more informed, and inspired God knows how many others, Mr. Daniel Ellsberg. Thank you.